This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Alan King is used to cleaning up financial messes. 6 years ago, when the Dallas School District stumbled financially, he calmed things down as interim superintendent. Last year, when scandals ripped through the county's bus system, King stepped in. And now he's the CEO charged with closing that system, which is called Dallas County Schools. We caught up with him at headquarters. Alan King, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's it like being the guy schools call in when they're facing financial disaster?
It's like not being able to retire. Yeah, I've been trying to retire for several years, and it seems like I keep getting these calls back. And it's really a blessing because, you know, people still think highly of you, and they do give you the call and they give you those opportunities. But I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot, and it really is a blessing to be called on these assignments.
Dallas County Schools provides bus service for a number of districts. It's almost $150 million in debt. You did have a bit of an insider's view because you were hired last year for a short period of time.
Yeah, I was hired as the interim CFO for a short period of time, yes, sir.
You must have seen the problems at that point, the big debts, the service complaints, the failed business deals. You quit after a few months. Did you see this as a hopeless situation?
No, I didn't see it as a hopeless situation. I didn't agree with the philosophy of the previous management, so I left. But I felt like it was a situation that could be resolved.
So what do you tell parents who are worried about, man, how are my kids going to get to school next fall?
This year they're going to get to school in a safe and efficient fashion, and next year it's going to be the same. Each district will decide how they're going to do their transportation services. So they're either going to do it in-house or they're going to contract with a contractor to do it, and they will pay the contractor. You know, I don't see another organization being formed for that purpose. Now, there are a few districts that are talking about consolidating services and working as a team to do it, mm-hmm. but they would just kind of share costs.
What happens to the buses themselves?
Everything that Dallas County owns will be, the dissolution of those assets will be handled by the dissolution committee, and I'll be making recommendations to them on how those assets should be distributed. But for example, the buses, our initial thought is we're going to try to keep them pretty much serving the same people they serve now and distribute those straight to the districts that we serve. As long as the fleet's the same, try to keep the age of the fleet the same so that they're all getting equitable equipment.
The superintendent of Dallas Schools, Michael Hinojosa, said he's had to file Freedom of Information requests to get information about some of the buses. How are you approaching transparency with the district partners in this handoff?
If they need information, they just need to ask me, and we're going to give it to them. This is a public entity, and a Freedom of Information Act should not have been required. And a matter of fact, I had Irving in my office. They brought three of their leaders over, and I had a letter from their attorney where they had to go out and file a request to get information from us. And this was the third notification that we hadn't filled that request, and we're going to fill those requests that our district needs. And even from the community and public, I've already talked to staff. I don't want this stuff hanging around here. Let's get it out. This is open book. We're gonna get it done. So we should have just been responding to the requests. I don't understand the need for, Irving and Dallas. I mean, that's to file those requests. That's dollars they shouldn't have had to spend.
That must make it kind of a Rubik's Cube for you to figure out this puzzle of how to dissolve in a way that can serve all these different districts, but also all these different methods.
The real challenge is all of our employees, you know, we need them to finish the year, and they're naturally concerned about what their future is going to look like because, hey, how am I going to earn money to support my family? Right. So, you know, that situation makes it even a little more challenging for us to finish a year. But so far, our teams have done really well and focused on getting the job done. And hopefully all of these districts will, you know, as they start to make their decisions, then they can start working with our staff to see who gets to go where. And we can resolve some of those questions so we can finish it. It's challenging, and it's some days it's a little mind-boggling. Most days it is, to be honest with you.
Alan King is the CEO hired to shut down the Dallas County Schools bus system. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, and I appreciate you coming by.